On May 29, 1922, Harley Pullen, a 12-year-old schoolboy, rescued a man being dragged by a runaway mule.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Max Doolittle was a 24-year-old farmer in Big Creek, Mississippi. He was riding sideways on a plow mule that summer day, returning from a field. Suddenly spooked by something, the mule reared, dumping its rider. One of Doolittle's feet got caught in a trace chain, and when the animal galloped off, he was dragged along, thudding and bumping some 500 yards, over a plowed field and then a road. When Pullen, a neighbor and acquaintance of Doolittle, saw the mule dragging him, he dashed 500 feet toward the fast-approaching animal. As they met, Pullen tried to grab the mule's bridle, but was struck in the chest by its shoulder, hard enough to knock him to the ground. The mule slowed and pulled up several steps away. Uninjured by the collision, Pullen jumped up, seized the mule's bridle, and freed Doolittle's foot. Disabled for just 5 days from his injuries, Doolittle made a complete recovery. For coming to his help, Pullen was awarded a Carnegie Medal.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.